Everyone is unconditionally loving. Everyone is unconditionally loving. We like to think that everyone is unconditionally loving, that everyone in the world is a joyful, happy, wonderful being. We like to think that. But is that really true? Is it really true that everyone is unconditionally loving? That everyone looks at themselves first and sees themselves wonderful, beautiful, fantastic? Do we see that? Do we know that? Do we understand that? Is that really true, that everyone sees himself as unconditionally loving? Well, when they do, great things happen. When people actually see themselves unconditionally loving, everything in their world turns up roses. Everything in their world turns up beautiful, fantastic, joyous, wonderful in every possible way. Because you look at things in a happy, marvelous way. You look at things from the point of view that life is great, life is good, life is wonderful, life is fantastic. And because you look at the world and everything in it as being good and fantastic, you are seeing all in the world as being something very special. All in the world as being something very beautiful. And all the people in the world are being beautiful. All the people in the world are being wonderful people, the type of person you'd like to know better, the type of person you'd like to have more wonderfully in your world. This is really what it's all about, isn't it? Having everyone in your world being just the way you'd like to have them be. To think, to say, and to feel that everyone is universally, unconditionally loving, you're saying that we all look at the world and find it to be a good and very good place. We look at the world and we find it to be something that is wonderful and joyous, something that is uplifting, something that is sparkling, and something that is magnificent. No matter whether we are looking out the window of our car, looking out the window of our house, or looking out the window of our soul with our eyes, we see everything glorious, beautiful, and wonderful. We see everything as magnificent. We see everything as fantastic. And you say, only a fool could do that. Well, is that so bad? You look at a fool or a little child, and they're always finding happy things in life, joyous things in life, wonderful things in life, and they're being joyous and happy and wonderful because they have their heart filled with happy, joyous, wonderful things. Now, this can be true for everyone if we want it to be. It can be true for everyone if that is important to us. And that's important to us only if we recognize that we are wonderful, that we are fantastic. Only if we recognize that we are most outstanding, most excitable, most lovable. Today you can start to train yourself in being unconditionally loving. And you start training yourself to be unconditionally loving by, let's say, looking at your feet. Looking at your feet. Look at your feet and say, I have beautiful feet. I have beautiful feet. Every toe on my foot is beautiful. The arch of my foot is beautiful. The form of my foot is beautiful. My feet are comfortable. The skin of my feet is always very loving, very wonderful. The skin of my feet is always fantastic. The skin of my feet is always absolutely gorgeous to look at. Yes. Can you say that? You can, you know. It's up to you. Do you want to look at your body and say it's wonderful? Unconditionally love your body. I got the wonderfulest body in the world. I got the most wonderful body in the world. My body is whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. That's beginning of unconditional love in you for yourself. My body is filled with love and peace and joy. Oh, everything works so perfectly in my body. Everything works so perfectly. I have the ideal body. I have the ideal body. I am the ideal being. And the ideal being is an unconditionally loving being. The ideal being is a fantastic being, one that's filled with peace and joy and harmony and goodness. Yes, that's the unconditional being that I am. And as that unconditional being, I live my life filled with joy and peace and harmony. As that unconditional being, I fill my life with unconditional love. No matter what goes on around me, I look for the loving, redeemable qualities that are there. If I see little children at play, I see them happy and joyful. I see them filled with peace. If I see adults talking to one another, I see them in harmony, talking to each other about lovely, beautiful, delightful things. All that is good, that's what I see. I see that, and I know that, and I am that, and it is wonderful, truly wonderful. It is what I am. It is where I am. It is who I am. It is how I am. Everyone is unconditionally loving. So I start with my body. I start with me. I start with my mind. My mind is unconditionally loving of every person being in divine order, every person being fantastic. And then I reach out into my world that I created, this world that I created about me of beautiful beings and beautiful houses and beautiful places to live. I create them all glorious and wonderful, fantastic, because I am unconditional love. And unconditionally, I look at every person without judgment, and I love them. Unconditionally, I look at every circumstance in life without judgment, and I love it, and I respect it, and I honor it, and I delight in it, because I created it in my heart, my soul, my being, by my thought. And my thought is always good and very good. My thought is always uplifting, fantastic, and joyous. That's who I am. Now, I look at my yard, and I see all the plants in my yard growing beautifully. I see all the flowers blossoming in a joyous profusion of color and beautiful design. I see all of the things in my yard, all the trees, all of the fences, all of the things that make my yard up so beautiful. Unconditionally, I love them. I don't see them as a boundary. I see them as a profusion of love and expansion of my wonderful thought about myself. My wonderful thought about everything that is in the world. Then I look around at my community, and I unconditionally love my community. I say, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. Everything you do is good and beautiful and fantastic. Then I look around at my community. I see all the people harmoniously working together, joyously, happily, unconditionally, each one loving the other. No judgment. No determination what is right or wrong or good or bad, just seeing all as unconditionally loving and loving it so much with my heart that I feel I am the happiest being in the world, because I'm the creator of that world that's out there that's loving each other. I'm the creator of that world that's out there. I'm the creator of the sun that's shining down. I can say, oh, that sun is too hot, too cold, or what? But when I look at the sun, I say, oh, it is so beautiful. And I look at the moon and the stars, and I find them beautiful. I find them each reflecting harmony, love, and beauty, each reflecting a joy in everything. And then, as I look at my world, I look at my world and say it is good and very good, and I say everybody in my world is good and very good. I say all the things in my world are good and very good, and I am very happy in their goodness. Because that's all that matters. And when I do that, I do not need to look out for what's going on. I just bless everything that I see going on in my world. And as I bless everything that I see going on in my world, I feel fantastic. I feel joyous. I feel wonderful. But only as I bless everything that I see going on in my world, because it all is a reflection of what is my unconditional love for myself, because my world is the mirror of my heart, and my heart shines forth the purest, most wonderful, most fantastic love, the most fantastic joy that could ever exist. And for you, my beloved, each one of you, I love you, I love you, I love you, unconditionally, under all circumstances. That's all I know in my heart. Have a glorious day, and know that it's your day of joy and happiness and love right now.